Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's an old saying that if you want to really understand someone, you should walk a mile in their shoes. But what if you could walk in their actual body? Well, thanks to virtual reality headsets, this is now, at least virtually, possible. And by fooling people into thinking they have a child's body, or one belonging to someone of a different skin colour, Mel Slater and his colleagues in Barcelona have discovered that this changes behaviour too. As he explained to Catani, this could form the basis of a kind of empathy machine to help people to get along better.
When you put on a head-mounted display in virtual reality and you look down towards yourself, you can see a virtual body, a computer graphics-generated body, in place of your own body, which is life-size and which can move like you, because we can also track the movements of your body. What it turns out is that the brain, at some deep level, accepts this body as yours, even though you know it's not yours. But the next question we asked was, if you have a different body, what consequences does this have for your attitudes, behaviours, beliefs and so on?
How do you go about finding out that whether changing someone's body actually changes their behaviour?
There's two experiments that we've done. One is that we put people in the body of a young child, adults in the body of a child of about 4 years old, so that when in the virtual reality they looked at themselves and also looked in a mirror, they saw, instead of their real body reflected back, they saw the body of a child. And what happened is that they tended to see the world larger than it really is, and also their attitudes about themselves changed more towards the childlike. So purely the form of the body, the shape of the body, had an effect. The second thing we did was that we took people who are light-skinned and we put them in a dark-skinned body. Now, before we did that, we measured what's called their implicit racial bias. And then after we did that, we measured the implicit racial bias again.
What do you mean by implicit racial bias? Finding out if someone's a little bit racist?
So there's two different aspects to this idea that people call racism. One is explicit. So you ask someone, are you a racist? They may say yes. Most people say no, they're not. And they're liberal and they don't have these racist attitudes. But implicitly, because of the kind of society we live in and all the influences we have throughout our whole lives, there is a kind of racism that operates on an implicit level. For example, somebody might go on a bus and unconsciously choose to sit next to this person rather than that person, not because they're explicitly racist, because that's how things are in their mind. Or in a job interview, you may not be explicitly racist to offer a job to this person rather than that person, but it operates at an unconscious level.
So what do you find then when you switch someone's skin colour from light-skinned to dark-skinned?
That implicit racial bias disappears. But if you put the same people in a light-skinned body or even a purple body, it doesn't happen. So it's only when you put them in the dark-skinned body that you get this reduction.
How long does this actually work for?
We're doing an experiment right now to find out, does it make a difference if you have multiple exposures, and also how long does it last? To me, the surprising thing is it happens at all, because we're talking about stuff that we're bombarded with our whole lives, and yet a few minutes of being in a dark skin seems to change things.
If you've been watching the news, we've seen terrible problems, particularly in the United States, with accusations of racism against the police. And if this does work, do you think that, you know, police should go on racism training days where they put on this virtual suit and they're made to see themselves as a person of a different colour?
Basically, we can think of this like an empathy machine. For any situation where you have two or more conflicting groups who have different ideas about each other, and spending time in virtual reality, being a member of the other group can certainly help with empathy. On the one hand, the police could experience what it's like walking down the street, being a member of a minority group who feel oppressed by the police. And while they're walking down a virtual street, in that situation, a virtual policeman can come over and demand to search them or something like that. So they can experience what that's like and the kind of automatic reactions that they have. Whenever you have these conflicting groups, they can experience what it's like to be a member of the other group, confronting virtual members of the group to whom they're normally opposed.
Obviously, with something like skin colour, it's very easy to see, I'm a white person, I know that my skin is white, I'm definitely not black. If I was, say, to meet someone who had very different political views from me or religious views, would that work? Because if they have the same skin colour as me, I might find it harder to put myself in their shoes.
Yes, it's an interesting question. It would be just technically a bit more complicated to do, because there you'd have to have ways of each side expressing what their views were. So they'd need to be like a conversation. It's not as easy as doing it with skin colour, but it's certainly technically possible.
Mel Slater speaking with Kat Arney.